हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् भोगांस्तविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् सर्वान् विशेषान् प्रीति मधुरभुं मायया भोजयन्नः ख्यातुरीयं रममृतमजं ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि इष्मायान् प्राश्य भोगांस्तविष्ठान् चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् स्वेन सूक्ष्मान् नेतान् नरपि स्वात्मनिस्थापयित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् गणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरियः विगतगुणगणः असौ तुरीयः नः पातु अलात शान्तिप्रकरणम् दि फोर्थ् प्रकरणम् फोर्थ् सेक्शन् अदि फोर्थ् चाप्टर् आफ् द स्टडि आफ् दि माण्डुक्य उपनिषत् Shantihi means peace. But peace comes when all conflicts are resolved. All conflicts become resolved when all misconceptions become resolved. Wrong perceptions, erroneous views become resolved. So erroneous views, fallacious views of dualists all become refuted and negated, resolved, because all those views of various schools of duality are like the patterns, various patterns caused by the movement of the hand with a firebrand. The possibility of the various patterns itself is because of the glowing tip. If there's no glowing tip of the firebrand, it is not possible to, even though seemingly real, as the real patterns cannot be created. And the glowing tip is Alatha. One of my students in London found out, Swamiji, how do you make a mistake? You said Alataha. In fact, when you teach through English language, sometimes a slip of a tongue, we do say. I shouldn't say Alata also, it's wrong. All our acharyas when we teach through Sanskrit English, sometimes we have to use the term Alata, also is wrong. Alataha, anything you said, Alatam. Anyway, it's neuter noun. It is not masculine. I did not mean it to be masculine noun. I just said Alata, that's Alataha. Okay. So Alatam, a firebrand. And this Alatam, the glowing tip, which symbolizes the pure, abstract, formless consciousness, is the only source of all knowledge, Sarvajnam Brahma, all knowledge. Therefore, any view, right view or wrong view, any view is only, the source of any view is also the consciousness only. No view can exist outside of consciousness. And it is this absolute reality consciousness which is the only source of any contentions, the possibility of any contention, all contentions, all knowledge. When you say all knowledge, relatively real knowledge, empirically real knowledge, functionally real knowledge, is possible only because of the absolute knowledge, the source of all knowledge. And this consciousness symbolized by this glowing tip alone is the absolute reality, which alone is real, which alone has been there, is there, was there, will be there, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, causelessly. And everything else appears and disappears in this non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting consciousness, which is Advaita Darshanam, which is vision of non-duality of the reality. That's why Alate Shantihi, Anatha Shantihi. So resolution of all misconceptions, erroneous views, fallacious views, in the wake of the clear, doubtfully ascertained vision of the reality is Anatha Shantihi. And here, the teaching is complete already in three chapters. In the first chapter itself, everything being Brahman has been mentioned. Second chapter, the universe being Mithya has been clarified. Therefore, non-dual reality alone is satyam. Non-duality alone is real. That has been established as well. The teaching is complete. Then what is the need for beginning, presenting another one more chapter called Anatha Shanti Prakaranam? When a person writes a book, especially books on Advaita Shastra, books on Shastra, subject matter of the Shastra, the person has to present the reason why he or she writes a book consisting of the given subject matter. That is very important in tradition. In the same way here also, the purpose of writing the presenting and one more chapter has to be clarified. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this chapter stating the purpose of presenting the fourth chapter, Anatha Shanti Prakaranam. So Shankara would show us here the difference between the chapters. What is the difference? Where is the difference? Difference is in the approach of the first three chapters and the difference in the approach of the fourth chapter. I'm going to make it very clear. In the first chapter itself, there is ascertainment of the meaning of the word Omkaraha. Which is presented by the Upanishad itself. And then, what is the assessment of the Vedanta? We are going to see here. So this directly, positively, all that is here is Brahman, which is Om is the Abhidhanam, Omkara is Abhidhanam, and just Chatushpad Atma is the Abhideyaha. What is meant by Chatur Matraha Omkaraha is Chatushpad Atma. Chatur Matraha Omkaraha is Abhidhanam. Chatushpad Atma is Abhideyaha. Om is a word, the meaning of the word is Atma. That Atma is Brahma. Therefore, meaning of the word Om is Brahma. Now, Om ityetadaksharam idam sarvam. What is said, all that is here is Om. This monosyllabic expression, Om. What is mentioned is, all that is here is Brahma. When you say, all that is here is Brahma, there is no second thing other than Brahma. This abstract formless reality consciousness implied by the term Brahman alone is absolutely. Because the knower is Brahma, the jiva is Brahma, the knowledge of everything that is here is Brahma, the known knower is Brahma, the known knower is also Brahma. The known subject is Brahma, the known object is Brahma, the knowledge is Brahma, the thing which is not Brahma. This is how the vision of non-duality of the reality is directly, positively explained in the first chapter as the very meaning of the word Omkaraha. This is what is the ascertained meaning of the word Om. Nirdharitaha Artaha. Omkarena Omkarasya Nirdharitaha Artaha. It is the ascertained meaning of the word Om. But even if you say everything is Brahma, this has to be further. It's not easy. This has to become very clear. Why? Because what is experienced, there is a world of duality, and which is experienced tangibly. The tangibly experienced world of duality always prevents us from accepting, to ascertaining the fact of the vision of non-duality. Therefore, it has been made very clear how the world of duality being as though real, world of duality being not real, has to be made very clear. Therefore, the second chapter, the mithyatvam of the universe, why and how the universe is not real, that is established in the second chapter, Vaitatya Prakaranam. Because understanding the world of duality being not real helps us in ascertaining the reality of non-duality. Therefore, again, in Advaita Prakaranam, the non-duality or non-dual reality being the reality is established with the support of, with the aid of Shrutihi, appropriate quotes from Shruti, and also with reasoning. There is a Shruti Pramanam, that is Yukti Pramanam. Presenting both these, the support of both means of knowledge, Shruti and Yukti, it is established that how non-duality is real. Advaita Darshanam Satyam, that is established. When the duality, world of duality being mithya is established in the second chapter, there is only mention of different schools of duality or different systems of philosophy. There's only mention of them. They're negated as mithya, but they're not how they are fallacious. That is not mentioned there. Therefore, in this fourth chapter is begun. Therefore, the fourth chapter is begun for the purpose of reinforcing the fact that vision of non-duality of the reality alone is real vision. By directly negating the various schools of duality, refuting their views. Please remember here, in Vedic tradition, refutation of others' views, negation of others' views is not for undoing them, not for destroying them, not for quarreling, not for causing any problem. It's only for the healthy, happy appreciation of the real vision, real knowledge of the non-duality of the reality. In Indian tradition, Vedic tradition, punishment is also for correction, not for destruction. Any imposition in this classroom is for correcting the behavior of the student, not for destroying. So pointing out the errors, negating the wrong views, refuting the wrong views, is only for ascertaining the right vision. For clarifying. Until now, in three chapters, what is the final conclusion? We arrived at Advaitam Satyam. Dvaitam Mithya. Now what is going to be said? Advaitam Eva Satyam. That is the difference, isn't it? Advaitam Satyam. Advaitam Satyam. Dvaitam Mithya. It is not emphatic, isn't it? How to make it emphatic? Advaitam Eva Satyam. Advaitam Eva Satyam. Satyam. There is a difference in expression. Okay? This is the difference in the approach. Got it now? Tantra means the word Eva. You know? Advaitam alone is real. Even Upanishad does, as I mentioned this, even Upanishad does not say Advaitam alone is real. Upanishad shows how Advaitam alone is real, keeps quiet. But analyzing, and getting the extracted meaning is what? Advaitam eva satyam. Through proper analysis. And this is not Gaudapada Acharya's new vision, which has been a fact. Advaita, vision of non-duality being the reality has been a beginningless fact, revealed by all Acharyas before him also, Emte Parampara. He only reinforces, reconfirms in this fourth chapter. So Shankaracharya reinforces the same vision. This is the approach. Okay, let us enter into the text now. In the opening sentence, very first sentence of the introductory bhashyam, Shankaracharya ingeniously summarizes the contents of 3 chapters. But I am going to break the sentence. Okay?
Page 460.
Tasya yetasya agamarthasya dvaita darshanasya. He says, etasya agamarthasya advaita darshanasya. First sentence he says, advaita darshanam is the agamarthaha. Sentence number 1. Agamarthaha is advaita darshanam. Agamartha Advaita Darshanam means Advaita Darshanam, vision of non-dual reality, vision of the non-duality of the reality is made very clear as the meaning of the mantras of the Upanishad. Okay, agamarthasya, agamartha, advaita darshanam. Then, pratipaksha bhutaha dvaitinaha. Pratipaksha bhutaha dvaitinaha. Dvaitinaha, dualists, not one dualist. The different schools, different systems of philosophy, different philosophers, they're all dualists having their own different theories of creation, theories of duality, how duality is real. The world is real, creation is real, duality is real, but they differ in establishing their, in presenting their views. They differ in their views. All of them are they're friends. How? In stating duality is real. But in presenting how duality is real, they differ. Therefore, dual. Dvaitinaha. Not one. Many dvaitinaha. Pratipaksha bhutaha. Pratipakshaha means opposition. Pratipaksha bhutaha, the opponents, okay, dualists of various schools of thought, or opponents who contradict with this vision of non-dual reality. And who are they? Let me tell you. We have Vaidikaha. People who accept Veda as the only pramanam, Vaidikaha, there are Vaidikaha who accept Veda as the pramanam, they also come under the category of dualists, dvaitinaha, astikaha. Astikaha, Vaidikaha, Veda as the pramanam, they also are dualists. So they'll be, okay, there's going to be refutation of their views apart from them, mainly. Nastikaha. Nastikaha means the Nastika Darshanikaha. People who do not, the philosophers who do not accept Veda as the Pramanam, they are Nastikaha. Of the Nastikas, mainly Bauddhaha, Buddhists. Philosophers of 2 different schools of Buddhism. They together known as Vainashikaha. See next word now. Vainashikaha cha. So Pratipaksha Bhutaha Dvaitinaha. Specially Dvaitinaha Vainashikaha. These Vainashikaha are the Bauddhaha, Buddhists. Can be Shunyavadinaha. The Shunyavadinaha, we can say, Hinayana Bauddhaha. People of Hinayana Bauddhamatam and people of Mahayana Bauddhamatam. Hinayana Bauddhamatam is one school of Buddhism. Mahayana Bauddhamatam is another school of Buddhism. Only these people have to be taken care of. Others, not necessary. If these two are taken care of, others become negated. The four schools of Buddhism. Negation of two schools of Buddhism itself is enough to negate the rest of the schools of Buddhism. Because they have negated all themselves, other two schools. It's called Prathama Malla Nyaya, isn't it? Knock off the champion, there will be knock off all others, isn't it? So, this is, these are the main people. So, Shunyavadinaha are the people who say there's nothing here. The whole world of duality is mithya. Mithya. But it doesn't have satya adhishtanam. How is it? Okay, they're also known as nihilists. Okay. I don't want, and I don't like to use all those words, but still I'm sharing here. Okay. This the whole world is, everything is mithya here. There's no real world here. We don't say, okay, but the satya adhishtanam they do not accept. How can waves alone be there without water? That's what they say. Okay. They're the people. And who are really considerably great people of the Buddhists are Kshanika Vijnana Vadinaha. Kshanika Vijnana Vadinaha. They are known as, again, the Vainashikaha suits the name. Kshanika Vijnana Vadinaha means for them, the Vijnanam is consciousness. Vijnanam kshanikam. Consciousness is momentary. Kshanam is kshanam. Consciousness comes, goes for them. Comes and goes. There is no eternal reality consciousness. According to Advaiti, consciousness is eternal. Doesn't come and go. And here for them, consciousness comes and goes. That's why kshanikam vijnanam, vijnanam kshanikam yesham, vadinam. They kshanika vijnana vadinaha. People who are of the view that there's a fleeting, momentary consciousness is real for them. Reality for them. So, Pratikshanam Vijnanam Nashyati. Pratikshanam Vijnanam Nashyati. Every moment consciousness appears and perishes. That's why Vainashikaha. Pratikshanam Vijnanam Nashyati Iti Evadanti. Te Vainashikaha. The consciousness comes and every moment it perishes. Comes and perishes. This is Vainashikaha. And who are they? Pratipaksha Bhutaha. Bhuteshu Dvaitishu. They are also there. Of the dualists of various schools of Astika Darshanani and Nastika Darshanani, especially Vainashikaha. They're all there. Yeah. Vainashikaha implies pratikshanam vijnanam nashyati. Every moment the consciousness comes and perishes. They vainashikaha. Just some name used here. Yeah. Because they are the people who have to be. See, why only two? Why only these are the negated? Because if you negate this one school of Buddhism, all the schools of Buddhism become negated. Because they have already negated other schools. That's the reason. Now what do they do, these dualists? Teshamcha anyonya virodha asti. Anyonya virodhat. Due to their mutual enmity towards each other. Anyonya virodhat. Due to their mutual enmity, opposition towards each other. Naturally, what do? They are subject to ragadveshas. See, every philosopher of every school of thought, every system of philosophy has tremendous passion, is very passionate about his view. It's a strong raga. And because of this tremendous passion towards their own view, they have dvesha towards other person's view. Isn't it? See, everyone has raga and strong, that's why they are all given to strong raga dveshas, passion and aversion. So mutual enmity itself is because of what? Strong passion and aversion. Passion, being passionate about their own view and be hateful of other person's view. Ragadvesha. When ragadveshas are there, enmity is there, will there be peace? Kleshaha. Kleshaha means affliction. Therefore, anyonya virodhat ragadveshadi kleshaspadam darshanam. There, this people who hold on to the view of duality, view that duality is real, their view is a means of causing, becomes a cause of causing affliction. Affliction as a result of being subject to ragadveshas due to the mutual enmity towards each other. If any system of philosophy, vision of the truth is aspired for freedom from afflictions. Any vision is for peace, happiness, freedom from afflictions. And what is this vision? Is it a vision? What is this view? Contention, which contributes for affliction, ragadveshas, and wars, killing, bombing, isn't it? Anyway, so it doesn't go that way. These people are very pious people, okay? They're only samvada. There's no other vadas. So, ragadveshadi kleshaspadam view. It's all a wrong view, misconception, goes into the head and sits there. It can contribute for the world wars. But this is not such words, okay? These are all vivada, samvada. In all systems of philosophy, they're all tremendous, highly evolved people, mature people. They do have limitations in their thinking, but still all of them uniformly taught dharma, committed to dharma. That is the beauty of Indian darshanani. Committed to dharma, they don't differ. We should not harm others, they do not differ. But limited, because the limitations, they contribute for what? The afflictions, ragadveshas. Okay? But not the extent of undoing. Anyway. So, any view which contributes for, as a, becomes a cause of affliction, ragadveshas, enmity means, that must be what? Not real vision. Mithya darshanam. Such view must be a mithya, that must be a false, fallacious view. Mithya darshanam. So, mithya darshanattvam suchitam. So, Shankaracharya says, it was mentioned that all those schools of dualists having fallacious view has been pointed out. He says that. Now, klesha anaspadatvat. You go next sentence now. Klesha anaspadatvat. Whereas advaita darshanam klesha anaspadam. Dvaita darshanani klesha aspadani. Whereas advaita darshanam klesha anaspadam. Klesha anaspadam advaita darshanam. Klesha anaspadatvat advaita darshanam samyak darshanam. Not mithya darshanam, samyak darshanam. Samyak darshanam means what? Mithya darshanam, when we say, it is not a clear right vision. There's some, because in their vision also, certain logic is there, thinking is involved. They also have certain things to say. Okay, they're not totally wrong, but they're not totally right also. Relatively, from their own standpoint, they may sound right. That's why absolutely they're not right. Therefore, advaita darshanam is what? Samyak darshanam. Advaita darshanam, samyak darshanam. The vision of non-dual reality is a clear, right, appropriate vision. Why? Because it has the status of being not the cause of any affliction, ragadveshas, etc. Klesha anaspadatvat. Klesha anaspadatvam means advaita darshanam is samyak darshanam, is a clear vision, is a right vision, appropriate vision, because it doesn't have the status of being the cause of any afflictions, ragadveshas, enmity, etc. Understand? Klesha anaspadatvat samyak darshanam iti advaita darshanam stuyate. Advaita darshanam is praised, glorified here as a clear right vision, exalted vision, because it, in fact, in the wake of this vision, all miseries resolve, all afflictions resolve, all divisions resolve, all differences resolve, all ragadveshas resolve. See, there's a vision in the wake of which all afflictions resolve. There's a vision which contributes for all problems. That's why dvaita darshanam mithya, dvaitasya mithya darshanattvam, advaitasya samyak darshanattvam. Very beautiful sentence. Klesha anaspadatvat సమ్యక్ దర్శనం అద్వైత దర్శనం సమ్యక్ దర్శనం ఇది స్తూయతే. అద్వైత దర్శనం సమ్యక్ దర్శనం ఇది స్తూయతే క్లేశ అనాస్పదత్వాత్. వాట్స్ ది రీజన్ ఫార్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ డ్యువాలిటీ బీయింగ్ ప్రైజ్డ్ యాజ్ అ క్లియర్ అస్ డౌట్ ఫ్రీ రైట్ విషన్? వై ఇట్ ఇస్ ప్రైజ్డ్ రైట్ విషన్? బికాస్ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ గివ్ రూమ్ ఫార్ అఫ్లిక్షన్స్. ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ గివ్ ఆస్పద మీన్స్ వాట్? ఆస్పదత్వ మీన్స్ ఇట్ గివింగ్ రూమ్. Does not give any room for afflictions, enmity, ragadveshas. Tad iha vistarena anyonya viruddhataya asamyak darshanattvam pradarshya. Until now, it was not directly the fallacies, logical fallacies in the views of dualists was not shown before. Now, asamyak darshanatvam pradarshya, pointing out very clearly the views of duality, dualists having logical fallacies. Their view being fallacious, being opposed to each other also. Elaborately. So first we have to elaborately vistarena anyonya viruddhataya asamyak darshanatvam pradarshya. So first he says, very important to show, bring to light how all those views of dualists are unclear. Views are unclear. We don't need to say totally wrong. Unclear. Asamyak darshanam. Darshanatvam. Being unclear. Vision, the views are unclear. Therefore, what now? Views being unclear, they're also opposed to each other. Anyonya virodha, anyonya viruddhataya. With enmity towards each other, contributing with enmity towards each other, the views of dualists contribute for, have the status of being the unclear views. Now, Shankaracharya says, tat pratishedhanat, we thought, we clearly negating, through the negation of all those fallacious views of dualists, తత్ప్రతిషేధనాత్ అద్వైత దర్శన సిద్ధిః ఉపసంహర్తవ్యా. అద్వైత దర్శన సిద్ధిః, సి అకాంప్లిష్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ అసర్టైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది క్లియర్ డౌట్ ఫ్రీ అసర్టైన్డ్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ డ్యువల్ రియాలిటీ, నాన్ డ్యువాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ happens. How? Through the negation of the dual views, fallacious views of dualists who are opponents. And this must be concluded. Upasamhartavya. Advaita siddhihi upasamhartavya. How? ఆవీత న్యాయేన, త్రూ దిస్ లాజిక్, ఆవీత న్యాయేన అద్వైత సిద్ధి ఉపసంహర్తవ్యా ఇతి అలాత శాంతి ఆరభ్యతే. ద హోల్ కమెంటరీస్ ఫర్ వాట్ నౌ? Alata Shantihi Arabhyate. This section with the title Alata Shantihi is begun. Specifically for the accomplishment of ascertained doubt-free vision of the non-duality of the reality through the negation of fallacious views of dualists who are opponents. Which means, as I said before, Advaitam Satyam is not enough. Advaitam Eva Satyam should become with. That's what you say. Advaita Darshana Siddhi. Iti Alata Shantihi Arabhyate. Now what is now? Avita Nyayena Katam. Avita Nyayena Shankara Bhagavatpada mentions the word Avita Nyayaha. But he does not explain what is Avita Nyayaha. See, Avita Nyayaha means direct positive mention of the fallacy or error, thereby explicitly but indirectly proving the error-free right vision. Got it? This is Avita Nyaya. Repeat. Direct positive mention of the fallacious view for indirectly proving, establishing the error-free right vision. I'll explain later on again. When we go through the teaching, I'll show you how what is Avita Nyaya. With the example, okay? We'll show you. This is Avita Nyaya. I'll explain to you again. Avita Nyaya. Avita Nyaya. See, he's going to know. In this Alata Shanti Prakranam, there's going to be negation, refutation, resolution of all fallacious views of various schools of dualists. Thereby what happens? The right Advaitam being Samyak Darshanam. Asamyak Darshana Pratipadana Dwara, by pointing out what is unclear vision, what is clear right vision is going to be established. This is what is the Avita Nyayaha. Okay. See, negation, refutation of fallacious views is positively, directly, okay, logically done. Thereby, the clear right vision is indirectly, explicitly, okay, brought to light. This is what is Avita Nyaya. To make it very clear, Asamyak Darshana Pratipadana Dwara Samyak Darshana Pratipadanam. Now you all understood Sanskritam. Asamyak Darshana Pratipadana Dwara Samyak Darshana Pratipadanam Avita Nyaya. Okay. We'll see that again later on. Very clear, isn't it? Sanskritam. Everybody understands Sanskritam. Yeah. Very nice. Jayatu Sanskritam. Now, we are entering into the first Karika. See, Gaudapada Acharya, when he began writing his Karikas in the very first chapter, there he does not write a Mangalacharana Shlokaha, a benedictory verse. What is Mangalacharana Shlokaha? We have Mangalacharana Mantraha, Shanti Mantraha in Upanishads. Veda Mata, Veda herself presents, Shruti herself presents, Veda himself. Some point of the language, grammar. Shruti Mata herself presents the Shanti Mantras, prayers for the elimination of obstacles. But when Acharyas write the books, any author in Indian tradition, Vedic tradition, begins his any work with a prayer, especially when write the books, because the greatest tremendous responsibility of not causing any confusion by their writings. Isn't it? Because writing a book means intrusion to one's privacy. Others are going to read it. So it could not cause any problem. Therefore, the tremendous responsibility that what they present must be the right teaching. Sometimes the people, when they think they write, also they present. Okay? That's how we have so many books. But here, this responsibility is there. Again, the teaching, whatever they written, must, whatever they want to teach must be completed also. They must be able to complete the work. So for presenting the right content or being able to complete the non-confusing clear content or being able to complete the text. Point two. Third point is what? And for the, it must be beneficial for the deserving people. It must be available, beneficial for the people. Fourth, it is, it must be preserved forever without being destroyed. I told you about the thing. Millions of books were destroyed, burnt in the university. Benares, okay. Such things should not happen, okay. These books must be available for people. Therefore, for all the four, remembering the four things in the mind, they seek Bhagavan's grace. So invoking the grace of Bhagavan for the successful completion of the work is always followed in the tradition. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya also writes here a Mangalacharana Shlokaha. In the very first chapter, when he began writing his Karikas, he did not write a Mangalacharana Shlokaha. Why? Because before his writing, Upanishad mantras are there. Every Upanishad mantra is like benedictory verse for his work. Again, Upanishad mantras also, the first and the foremost of the Upanishad word is Om. The Upanishad 12 mantras, the first mantra begins with the first sound Om. Om is the first word. Omityetadaksharamidam sarvam. Therefore, Om happens to be a sound symbol of both Nirgunam Brahma, absolute attributely reality, attributeless reality, and Om is a sound symbol of Sagunam Brahma Ishvara also. Om stands for Brahman, the whole. Therefore, Om is Ishvara. Om is Brahma, the truth. Therefore, Om itself is a Mangala Karaha Shabdaha. Om itself is Om. Itself is an auspicious utterance. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya did not write a benedictory verse there in the first chapter, because he takes Om as a substitute for benedictory verse. Because Om is everything. Then second, third, fourth, third chapters, he continued. He concluded the teaching also. But now again, for reinforcing the vision that is given, that is attainable through all the three chapters, he presents the fourth chapter as Alatha Shanti Prakranam. Therefore here, in first two verses, first two karikas, he presents them as benedictory verses. In fact, the opening verse is not only a verse of benediction, it is also a verse of statement of preposition. It also verse of, the opening verse is both a verse of benediction as well as a verse of statement of preposition. A pratignya vakyam also. What is pratignya vakyam? An opening, promising statement of fact. Which needs to be elaborated later on. Okay. That's why this first verse is a combination of benediction as well as a statement of preposition. So Shankaracharya beautifully introduces the first verse. Tatra Advaita Darshana Sampradaya Kartuhu Advaita Swarupenayeva Namaskarartha Ayam Adyashlokaha. I made a sankalpa not to be fast. So Sanskritam should sound like Hebrew. English. Okay. Adya shlokaha. First verse. Adya shlokaha. First verse. I am Adya shlokaha. I am Adya shlokaha. This first verse of this Alata Shanti Prakaranam Namaskarartha is for the purpose of offering prostration, offering salutation. Namaskarartha Ayam Adishlokaha. This first Adishlokah, Adhyaha Shlokah, Adishlokah. The first verse is Kimartaha. What the purpose? Adishlokah, Namaskarartaha, is for the purpose of saluting, for the purpose of prostrating, for the purpose of offering salutation. To whom? Advaita darshana sampradaya kartuhu. Advaita darshana sampradaya krit. Advaita darshana sampradaya krit is Bhagavan, the Lord. Advaita darshana sampradaya krit means the first and the foremost of the lineage of teachers, Bhagavan himself. The sampradaya krit means the creator of the teaching tradition, the lineage of teaching tradition. So, Advaita Darshana Sampradaya Krit, the first and the foremost of the lineage of teachers, traditional teaching, of the imparting the knowledge of non-duality. Advaita Darshana Sampradaya Krit is Bhagavan. Kartuhu. So this first shloka is for the purpose of offering salutations unto the Lord, the first and the foremost. To make it easy, Advaita Darshana Sampradaya Krit. How? Advaita Swarupena Yeva. Advaita Swarupena Yeva. This with the verse which itself reveals non-dual nature, non-duality. The verse which itself, Advaita Swarupena Yeva. Okay? How Namaskara is offered to Bhagavan? Namaskara is offered to Bhagavan by this verse which itself reveals the non-dual reality, non-dual nature of the reality. So how is it done? How is this offering of salutation is done with this verse, which itself reveals an non-dual vision to the Lord, the maker of the sampradaya? How is it done? Through the worship of the teacher. Acharya Puja. Okay, the sentence is over. Therefore, what is done now? Acharya Puja Ishyate. Therefore, here, Acharya Puja Ishyate. The worship of the teacher who is non-different from that Lord. Acharya Puja Ishyate. The worship of the teacher is desired. Because the teacher who teaches, who unfolds the vision of non-duality is non-different from Bhagavan. Worshipping the teacher is actually worshipping Bhagavan. The teacher becomes the symbol for the Lord, the whole. So, Acharya Puja Ishyate. The worship of the teacher is very much desired. When Shastrarambhe, at the beginning of the teaching of the Shastra, at the very beginning of the teaching of the Shastra, Shastradhyana, Shastradhyapana, Shastradhyana Arambhe, Shastrarambhe, the beginning of the teaching of the Shastra, worship of the teacher is very much desired. For what? Indeed, he abhipreta artha siddhaye. Abhipreta artha siddhaye. For accomplishing the intended wish. Abhipreta artha siddhaye. For accomplishing the intended wish. What is the intended wish? Samyak Advaita Darshanam. Samyak Darshanam. Isn't it? Abhipreta Artha. Abhipreta Artha means desired, intended wish. What is the intended wish? Having clear vision. Abhipreta Artha Siddhaye. For accomplishing the intended wish, for the fulfillment of the intended wish. Shastrarambhe, at the very beginning of the teaching of the Shastram, Acharya Puja Ishyate, worship of the teacher is very much desired, recommended. Desired. Why? Bhagavan is Sampradaya. Advaita Darshana Sampradaya Krit is Bhagavan. Acharya is our teacher. Why should Acharya Puja be done? Because every Acharya, the teacher, Brahmavit Brahmaiva Bhavati. The knower of the truth is truth himself. The teacher, whose vision all that is, there is one. The teacher is Sakshat Bhagavan himself. Essentially, the teacher is non-different from Bhagavan. Therefore, the teacher is a symbol here through whom Bhagavan's grace is invoked in the form of the teacher. Understand now? Okay. Acharya Pujahi Abhipretartha Siddhaye Ishyate Shastrarambhe. Clear. This is how he introduces. Let's see the first verse now. Looks very simple, very profound verse.
Jnanenakashakalpena dharman yoga ganopaman, dharman yoga ganopaman, jnyabhinnena sambuddhah, Gyeya bhinnena sambuddhah tam vande dvipadam varam, tam vande dvipadam varam. Jnanenakashakalpena dharman yoga ganopaman, dharman yoga ganopaman, gyeya bhinnena sambuddhah, gyeya bhinnena sambuddhah, tam vande dvipadam varam, tam vande dvipadam varam. Vande is the first word, verb. Vande
means I bow. Subject is implied here. Vande means bow to. Who bows to? I. Aham vande. I bow to. I bow. Aham vande means I bow. I bow. To whom? Or whom do I bow to? Dvipadam varam. Dvipad means two-legged. So we don't want to say that, okay? Like four-legged, two-legged. Dvipad means manushyaha, a human being. Why only manushyaha? All beings. So dvipad stands for chatushpad also. Understand? Dvipadam varam. Varaha means exalted. I bow to the Lord, the exalted, the most exalted of among all the persons. Of all the persons. In every human being can be reduced to what? Ishvara Swaru, Ishvara. Every human reduced to Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? Ishvara is a title. Title given to whom? The truth. What is the truth? Abstract, formless, all-pervasive, timeless, beginningless consciousness. Truth. Brahma Atma. Therefore, Dvipadam Varam Aham Vande. I bow to the exalted, the most exalted truth of among all the persons. Therefore, Purusheshu Uttamaha. Purushottamaha. I bow to Purushottama, the exalted of, exalt among the being, the persons. Okay. So here, and sampradaya, so Advaita Darshana Sampradaya Krit. The first and the foremost, the lineage of teachers. Therefore, Bhagavan Vishnu. I bow to Bhagavan Vishnu, the Lord Narayana. Who alone is in the form of my teacher? That's implied. And this teacher, who is this teacher? Kidrusham, Kidrusham Dvipadam Varam Aham Vande. He says, Tam, him, who is it? Sambuddhaha. Sambuddhaha. So I bow to the Lord. Sambuddhaha. The one who always knows. See, Sambuddhaha means the one who has known. Literally it means. The one who has known is the literal meaning. We take it as the one, the Lord who knows. When you say the Lord who knows, here the Lord, Bhagavan is the very truth, whose nature is knowing, whose swarup means knowing. The Lord who knows by mere presence, mere existence, not by the process of knowing, not by act of knowing. Who knows by his very nature, swarupam of knowing. Some Buddha who knows by very nature. Whom does he know? Whom does the Lord know? What does he know? Dharman yaha. Dharman sambuddha. See the word, please make a note, very different word. Dharmaha does not mean dharma here. Dharmaha here means jivaha, the individual beings. Yaha dharman veda. The Lord dvipadam varaha is the knower of all the jivas. I bow to him, the knower of all the jivas. I bow to that Lord exalted among the beings who knows yaha dharman sambuddha, who knows all the jivas. And the jivas kidrushan dharman, kidrushan jivan, gagana upaman. All jivas are gaganam, means space. Gaganam means space. Do you remember where you come across this word? Very nice. Gagana upaman. Gaganam means space. Who are comparable to space. Who are similar to space. All jivas are like this space. Okay. Gagana upaman dharman yaha sambuddha. Tam dvipadamvaram aham vande. I bow to the Lord of all the beings, exalted Lord of all the beings, who knows all the jivas who are like space. And how does he know? Katam sambuddha bhavati. Akash kalpena jnanena. To know the jivas, does Bhagavan need to use any means of knowledge? No. Jnanena, by his own nature of consciousness, with his own swarupam of consciousness. Don't worry, lot of things have to be understood here. You're only knowing the literal meaning now. So, jnanena sambuddha sambodhati, isn't it? Sambodhate. Jnanena. So, the Lord knows all the jivas. How? With his own nature of consciousness. His own swarupam of consciousness. And kidrushena jnanena akasha kalpena. Akasha kalpam, gagana kalpam in the same. Okay. With his own nature of consciousness, which is like a space. With his own swarupam of space like consciousness, he knows space like jivas. Got it? Gagana upaman dharman akasha kalpena jnanena yaha sambuddha. One who knows. Okay. When he knows the jivas, generally what happens? The knower is different from the known, known is different from the, that's how we understand. But here no, jnaya abhinnena jnanena. That is the beauty here. Jnaya abhinnena jnanena. He knows the space like jivas with his own space like consciousness, which is non-different from the known. Which is non-different from the known jivas. This is where the trick, okay? With his own nature of space like consciousness, which is non-different from the known jivas. Got it? known is non-different, non-separate, even non-separate actually. He knows the jivas, space like jivas, with the nature of space like consciousness, which is non-separate from the known jivas. Understand? Which is non-separate from the known jivas. Which means, which is non-separate from the knower. Absolute knower is non-separate from the relative knower. This is the literal meaning. This verse itself reveals what? Advaita Darshanam. Non-duality of the reality. Benediction also is presented here. Invocation is also presented here. So how do you take, what is the beautiful prose order here? Yaha Akasha kalpena jneya abhinnena jnanena gagana upaman dharman sambuddha tam dvipadam varam aham vande. Aham is implied. This is the literal meaning of the verse. We have to answer a lot of things from this verse. First of all, we should know what? Here, when you say Jiva is known, Ishvara is the knower, what does it mean? Jiva is the known, Ishvara is the knower means, and the known is non-separate from the knower. The knower Ishvara, here Paramatma, the knower, is consciousness. Paramatma Swarupam is consciousness. Because we say Akasha Kalpena Jnanena, that Jnanam is what? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness is the Swarupam of Paramatma. And his Jivas are non-separate from Paramatma. Therefore, Jivatma Swarupam is also the consciousness. This is another. And consciousness being one, Jivatma and Paramatma, all the Jivas are essentially consciousness. Paramatma Swarupam is consciousness. Therefore, Jivas are non-separate from Paramatma. So, Jivaha and Paramaha are two different qualifications attributed to the only consciousness from the standpoint of two different upadis. So Mahavakyam. Isn't it? And upadis are mithya. Body, mind and complex upadi, jiva upadi is mithya. And then sthula prapanchaha, suksha prapanchaha, karna prapanchaha, the threefold worlds, upadhi of Ishvara is also mithya, as though it is not really there. So, the standpoint of mithya, there is seeming division between Paramatma and Jivatma. Absolutely, the essential, that the reality of Jiva and Ishvara, Paramatma, there is non-difference. Therefore, Jiva, every Jiva is consciousness. All Jivas are consciousness, essentially. Paramatma is consciousness. Therefore, all Jivas are non-separate from Paramatma. The standpoint of consciousness, absolutely there is no Jiva. Absolutely there is no Parama. Absolutely, what is there is only abstract, formless reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma. This is number one teaching. And understand. Then, What about the jnanam, knowledge which takes place? This knowledge of the knowledge is also consciousness. Knowledge of the knowledge implied by the term Atma. Self, Atma jnanam, Brahma jnanam, the knowledge of the pure knowledge being the truth, isn't it, is also consciousness. Why? Because any knowledge is as real as true as the thing known. And here what is known is Swarupam. Atma Jnanam is also consciousness, Brahma. Jnata is Brahma. Jnanam is Brahma. Game is also Brahma. Therefore, Triputi Bheda Rahitam Brahma. This reality is free from threefold division, knower, known, knowledge division. When you say the Jagat is not mentioned, we get confused. Don't worry about it. That we'll sort out later on. That's implied here. So, Jnaya Abhinnam Jnanam is what you have to understand. Indirectly implied here. Jnaya Abhinnam Jnanam means the pure consciousness is non-different from the known subject of knowledge, the knower, the known object of knowledge also. Consciousness is neither the subject nor the object, but the subject is non-separate from, there's no knower which is separate from consciousness. There's no known which is separate from consciousness. Okay. Therefore, there's no subject, there's no object. How can you say subject-object duality is not there? How will you say that? There's no subject without consciousness. There's no object without consciousness. Remember the example, light example which I gave a few days ago. The illuminator is light. Illumination is light. Illumined is also light. Illumined is non-separate from light. Therefore, illumined is light. Non-distant from light. Non-distanceable from light. Therefore, illumined is light. Illuminator, there's no illuminator other than the light. Illuminator is light. So, subject of illumination is light. Object of illumination is light. The illumination is also nothing but light. In the same way here, the knower of the knower is consciousness. Because there's only knower. This is very important. How many knowers are there? There is one knower. In you, in me, in him, in her, in every being, the knower is one. First we say. Afterwards, we have to say the only knower. There is no second knower. Known. The only knower is Brahma. The standpoint of Brahma, there is no knower, there is no known. Nothing, there is only Brahma. Understand? Therefore, he has said, there's no knower, consciousness, Atma, Brahma, which is this Ishvara here, Paramatma, who is of the nature of consciousness, is non-separate from the knower, non-separate from the known knower, non-separate from the known known also. Therefore what? Free from all divisions. That is why Akasha Kalpa. Now, we go next, this one, point number one. Second point. Now the question comes, what about the space? His reality, absolute reality implied by the term Atma is ever of the nature of consciousness. Space is an inert element, is ever the inertness. how is it possible for us to compare the consciousness Atma to the inert space? Comparison is not possible, isn't it? Atma is absolutely all pervasive. Space is relatively all pervasive. Atma is pervasive of Atmari consciousness is pervasive of space. Space is pervaded by consciousness. And the reality is of the nature of consciousness, space of the nature of inertness. Isn't it? Therefore, space pervades everything but does not pervade consciousness. But still, here example is given, space is given as an example. And here this Atma, abstract reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma is compared to what? The space. Why? Because there are certain common features. Only for the sake of understanding, only for the sake of teaching, example is, the comparison is made here. What are the common features? First feature, sukshmatvam. Sukshmatvam is the common feature. See, space is of the nature of subtleness. In fact, what is subtler than space is manifest knowledge. Knowledge of the space subtler than space. And the knowledge of the knowledge is what? Subtlest. Consciousness is absolutely subtlest. Space is subtle. Okay. But still, the subtleness, when compared to from the standpoint of other elements and elemental, within the realm of the objective elemental world, we can say space is subtle from the standpoint of other elemental things. So, sukshmatvam, subtleness is a common feature. Then, because of subtleness, I did not tell you. You will tell yourself. What next feature? All pervasiveness. Sarvagatatvam, all pervasiveness. And third feature is arupatvam, formlessness. Space has no form, so consciousness, therefore arupatvam, formlessness. The fourth feature, partlessness, niravayavatvam. Partlessness, niravayavatvam. Nirvikaratvam. Coming one by one. Nirvikaratvam. Indivisibleness. Undividedness. Indivisibleness. Okay. Sixth feature, asangatvam, untaintedness or connectionlessness, relationlessness, asangatvam. Achalatvam or sthanutvam, motionlessness. Avakasha pradatritvam. Avakasha pradatritvam means having the status of being all accommodative. All accommodative nature. I've got 8 features. You can say more also, but I'm stopping here. You can think more about it. The common features, just because features, common features are there, just to make help us understand, Atma is compared, is a comparison is made here, but we should not take it seriously. Okay. That is because akashakalpena jnanena. Here jnanam, the word means, the word jnanam, he means pure knowledge. Shuddham jnanam, shuddham chaitanyam. Because this abstract formless reality, subtlest reality, how are you, what are the word you are going to use? Because we have to always, we arrive at the reality first in terms of its nature of knowing as the swarupam of the knower I. Isn't it? Therefore it is, we understand here. That's why jnanena, with its own nature of consciousness, and which is, consciousness is like a space, akasha kalpam, akasha, not akasha, akasha kalpam means similar to the space, kalpa. Gagana upamam, comparable to space. And every jiva, being, we understood very clearly already, that every jiva is nothing but consciousness only. Consciousness associated with obtaining in this enclosure called body maintenance complex gives the name jiva. It is indivisible, undivided consciousness only. That is why gagana upaman dharman yaha sambuddhaha, one who knows. How does he know? With his own nature of space-like consciousness. How does he know these jivas? Other than oneself? No. Jneya abhinnena. As the ones who are non-separate from consciousness. Okay? So no jiva is separate from consciousness, means every jiva is consciousness only. This is the literal meanings. Let us go to the bhashyam. And here, one more point I have to tell you, very important. Okay, consciousness knows consciousness with consciousness. Consciousness knows consciousness with consciousness. That is what is the meaning given here. Is it right to say this? Because the verb knows, K-N-O-W-S, is not a process of knowing. It's not an action. Because reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, is of the nature of knowing. Knowing is the swarupam, not an action. Therefore, consciousness does not know anything. Consciousness is not the knower. From the standpoint of consciousness, consciousness is not the knower. Of course, the knower is consciousness. This is what? Knower is consciousness, but consciousness is not the knower. That's why gaya abhinnam, non-separate. Like light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is light. And the light, illuminator is non-separate from the light. The same way here, knower is non-separate from consciousness. Therefore, knowing is not the process of knowing. Because actionlessness is the swarupam of the Atma. When we say consciousness knows consciousness with consciousness, what is implied is, this consciousness, knowing consciousness with consciousness, is only a figurative expression of consciousness being self-evident. Okay? Atma is ever evident, self self-evident, self-revealing, self-effulgent, self-existent. Self-evident, self-revealing consciousness, by its very nature of knowing, isn't it, does not know. So consciousness, self-evident alone, is figuratively said to be consciousness knowing the consciousness with the consciousness. Knowledge knows the knowledge with the knowledge. Okay. Now I tell you, how is consciousness self-evident? How is this abstract formless reality consciousness is self-evident? Atma being self-evident, consciousness being self-evident is understood as what? In terms of I am. Isn't it? So this knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am is not dependent on any means of knowledge, does not involve any effort. This knowledge of self-existence does not require any effort, any pramanam. To know your existence, what pramanam you need? What effort you need? That is why we say this reality implied by the term Atma is self-evident as I am. Then what is knowing? Why do you say the knowing then? Knows. Sambuddha. What is meant by knowing is actually negation of duality. Knowing is nothing but negation of duality. Negation of duality means what? Seeing the I knowledge being non-separate from consciousness. I am this knowledge being non-separate from consciousness. I am is vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam being non-separate from swarupa jnanam is knowing. Got it? Very subtle. You must think. I am. The knowledge of existence, self-existence, in terms of I am, is known. When this knowledge is not there, ignorance of existence in deep sleep state also is known. Because nature is knowing. Ignorance of one's existence is known in deep sleep state. Knowledge of existence is known in waking state. Ignorance and knowledge both are objects of knowledge. And that knower, the knower of knowledge and ignorance is not distant, not separate from the known knowledge and ignorance. Not distant, not separate, though distinct. Though distinct. That knower is here Mahavishnu Narayanaha. The knower of knowledge and ignorance the knower as subject and object. Is actually not the knower. Knowing is the Swarup. Knowing is nothing but seeing the non-separateness of knowledge and ignorance from pure knowledge consciousness. Which means there's never a time consciousness is not. There's no place where consciousness is not. There's nothing which is not pervaded by consciousness. That which is always everywhere as everything absolutely is pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which is Brahma, which is Swarupam of Jivaneshwara. Swarupam of knowledge also. So Paramatma is Brahma, Jivatma is Brahma, Brahma Jnanam is also Brahma. This is how this verse itself reveals Advaitam. This verse reveals the non-duality of the reality. This is what Shankaracharya says what? Advaita Swarupena Eva. The verse which reveals Advaita Swarupam, here Acharya Puja, the worship of the teacher is desired. Remember, there's a beautiful verse in Bhagavad Gita. Of course, all verses are beautiful in Bhagavad Gita. In 15th chapter, we have this verse. 15th chapter, 15th verse. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtaha matta smritir jnanam apohanancha vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyaha Vedantakrit Vedavideva Chaham Aham Vedavit Aham Vedantakrit Aham Vedehi Vedyaha. I am the one to be known. I am the author of the Veda, object matter of the Veda. Vedantakrit Vedavit Vedehi Vedyaha Ahameva. Sanskrit is Hebrew, isn't it so much? Okay. So next he starts. Isn't this non-dual reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma, evident now as I am? It's evident. If any of you say, I don't know, then we'll pinch you to bring you back to the class. Okay. Akashena Yishat Samaptam Akashakalpam Akashatulyam Etat Akashena Ishat Samaptam Akashakalpam Akashatulyam Etat Tena Akashakalpena Jnanena Kim. So here he explains first. What about the space? Akashena Ishat Samaptam. Samaptam means space has reached everything, but little is not reached by space. What is not reached by space? Consciousness. So Ishat Samaptam. Do you know all pervasive consciousness does not pervade little? Ishat Samaptam. So Akashena Ishat Samaptam. So it means, in fact, the space is relatively all pervasive, even though it's all pervasive. But something is not pervaded by it. So limited in its pervasive. Ishat Samaptam means it's only little pervasive, relatively pervasive. Ishat means little. Kinchit means it is limited in its pervasiveness, all pervasiveness. But still all pervasiveness is there, relatively all pervasive. Therefore, akasha kalpam, that word is said, therefore this atma, the consciousness is said to be, is comparable, compared to space. Akasha kalpam, akasha tulyam etat. And what is akashatulam? Akasha kalpena jnanena. Tena akasha kalpena jnanena. So with that consciousness, this pure knowledge which is all pervasive like space, what happens? What does Bhagavan do? Bhagavan is endowed in, Bhagavan is ever of the nature of all pervasive consciousness, which is all, which is like space. Space like all pervasive consciousness. What does Bhagavan do? We'll come back and see tomorrow.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari.